Revelation chapter 3. Brother and Sister Pennington, we had a good, they had their Christmas deal, Sister Pennington's class yesterday evening, and we got to go. Being a pastor, you get in on a lot of stuff. And boy, we had a good meal and all kinds of goodies, you know, after dinner snacks, you know, sweeties, you know, them kind of stuff, you know, the non-calorie stuff. All that, you know. And we had a good time. And then Brother and Sister Pennington went to County Line Church, and we preached over there last night. They had to go hear a secondhand message. I done preached it here, but I sure wanted to preach it there. I'm glad I did. And it seemed like it was really the message. And the Lord blessed. But we're glad they got to go to church with us there last night. Praise the Lord. And And then this morning, Ray will be back in the house of God. And I'll tell you, it'd be all right me just to have church every night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Chapter 3, verse 11. One verse of scripture there. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. These are all statements. That no man take thy crown. It signifies to me that if you ain't got a good hold on it at the coming of the Lord, you're going to lose your crown. Somebody's going to steal what you got. Somebody's going to get your victory. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you and worship you. We thank you for the blessings of God that's rich. We thank you for the Holy Ghost and the anointing. We ask you, Lord, to help us this morning to preach. You know each one that's here and you know their needs, God. Now will you direct us by your Holy Ghost power. Let us to be a blessing and encouragement to the people here this morning. Challenge our hearts, Lord, and help us to have faith in God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This is a real long title this morning. A little bitty short text and a real long title. The title is probably, no, maybe not quite, but it's almost as long as the text is. Amen. I want to preach on this. When the battle's over, who's going to wear a crown? Amen. Praise God. You know, sometime in wedding anniversaries, you know, they sang that song, When the Battle's Over, you know, just in fun. You know. Amen. But this morning, I'm asking a question. When the battle's over, who's going to wear a crown? Amen. I'd hate to think about that I went through life, or maybe part of my life here in this world. Amen, and serving the Lord, and wound up maybe at the end of life or just prior to the Lord's coming, wound up losing that which I had fought and struggled for to attain. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now this text I read you this morning, amen, is a statement letting us to know the Lord is coming. He said, I come quickly. Letting us to know that the Lord was coming. We all know that the Lord could come at any moment. We all can recognize and see and understand the prophetic pictures in the Bible. Amen. That lets us to know that the coming of the Lord is right at hand. It's right upon us. We're living in the last of the last days. Amen. Any Bible scholar, anybody that loves God, anybody that is just a casual reader of the Bible can see from all the things that's going on around us that we're living on the very verge of the coming of the Lord. Amen. And so he said, Behold, I come quickly. And then he said, Hold fast that which thou hast. Get a hold of it. Praise God. Your salvation, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your faith in God. He said, get a hold of them things that you have.
in need. Those things that you understood, get a hold of them, lest you lose them. Said that no man steal thy crown. Amen. What he was saying is, there's going to be some things that's going to take place in the last days that's going to try to sap your victory. Amen. It's going to try to bring you down to discouragement, to the place that you'll give up hope, and you'll just throw up your hands and say, what's the use? Why am I struggling? And just give up and back off and back out and lose out with God. That's exactly the warning that he's giving you here. Amen. Men are going to try to steal your crown in this last day. You see, the devil uses people. Somebody said, well, did you see? Said the devil just destroyed that church, just busted it up. Well, I'll tell you, if that church was busted up, it was because people busted it up. And then the devil works the same way God does. The devil uses people. Yeah. And the devil can't destroy any church or anybody if people don't let him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you know there can't never be a conflict? Amen. No matter how many devils are involved, there'll never be a conflict unless somebody gets stirred up and rises up and causes a conflict.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, we blame the devil for a lot of things. No doubt he's the author of it, because he suggests it. You know, he comes under the scene behind the cover and sits up on our shoulder and whispers in our ear and suggests, you ought to get offended about that. You ought to get mad about that. Looks like they wouldn't have said that. Looks like they wouldn't have done that. Why don't you give a piece of your mind? That's what the devil does now. He instigates people, or stirs up people, amen, whispers in their ear and stimulates them in their minds and gets them involved in the land. And then you got a conflict when folks get involved with it. I know somebody, I said, I don't have any trouble with kids. I don't have any trouble with teenagers or kids. We don't have any of them here. But anywhere, I've never had any problem with kids. But I had problems when parents got involved with their kids.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, my mind and Johnny didn't touch their little devil did.
Right.
You know, it's always, you know, my little honey and their little devil. You know. That's the way it goes. You just be careful now. You'll feel that way sometimes. You got some kids coming on. You'll understand what I'm saying this morning. But that's the way you feel about it. I mean that preacher's kids, they're hungry. That deacon's kids, they're on me. They're teaching my kids bad manners. But you didn't know yours is little liars, cheaters, and stealers, and telling such bad stories and telling things. You know, you didn't know your little angels were doing that, too.
Right.
Amen. That's right. Yeah. They ain't none of them too good when they're out of mom and daddy's sight.
Yeah.
You see, you don't have to teach kids to be mean. You got to teach them to be good. I'm talking about getting losing your crown.
Yeah.
I'm talking about losing your crown. I haven't lost where I'm at this morning. I'm talking about losing your crown. A crown is an emblem of reward.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's actually what it means. Amen. It's a recognition of a reward. Now, they did it, and a lot of people, they crowned the queen, they crowned the king, and they crowned the fellow that's running the race when he's the winner, they crowned him, you know, and all that. And it's an emblem of being a winner, or becoming a success, or an overcomer, and it's actually a reward for your labor. And that's what the Bible means. Amen? But yet the Bible says we're going to be crowned. Talks about us having the crown of righteousness. Amen? Talks about all different types of crowns. A martyr's crown. Amen? And different types of crowns the Bible talks about. Amen? And it'd be terrible to go through life and then wind up at the end of the thing, or wind up just when the Lord's coming and have lost your crown. Don't let any man steal your crown.
Amen.
Now, he going to try to steal it by instigating confusion, by stirring up people against people, and causing them to get bitterness in their heart and bad feelings in their heart and lose out with God.
Because, see, bitterness and bad feelings lead you to having an unforgiving spirit. And if you don't forgive, you can't get forgiven. Now, that's not what I'm saying. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. We can not allow ourselves to get bitter. We cannot allow ourselves not to forgive. Because we can't get forgiveness if we don't forgive.
That's right.
Amen. But you see, the devil will try to use all kinds of things to get to you. Amen. To steal your crown. And he'll use people.
Yep.
Amen. It don't really make no difference what they've done there in God's hands. He'll use them. I don't ever have to raise a finger against my enemy. That's right. I don't ever have to raise a finger against my enemy's brother. If they do me wrong, they'll face God to justice. But you see, I don't have to do them wrong because they done me wrong. Amen. I don't have to get mean because they got mean. Amen. I don't have to react the same way that they react. If I do, I'm going to lose my crown.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes we have to get a hold of ourselves, don't we?
That's right.
Huh? Do you ever have to get a hold of yourself?
Yeah.
I have, buddy. I mean, I've had to get a hold of myself. There's times when I want to just rise up and say a few things and do a few things and just take matters in my own hand and get my own stick and go to beating.
Yeah.
You ever feel like doing that?
Yeah.
Sure you have. If you've got any humor about you at all. If you haven't, you've probably already been resurrected. We just don't know it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to keep a hold of ourselves. You see, the devil knows as much as God does what we're made out of. And he's always constantly trying to stimulate us,
amen,
to become unsanctified.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's right. He's working on you every day.
That's right.
And if I read this text right and other scriptures right, it's going to get worse and not better.
Yeah.
There's going to be more things come to bear on the church and on the people of God that's going to try to rob them of their sanctification and their commitment to God, where the devil can get occasion to put his finger on you and accuse you and press you and browbeat you and push you down and tell you you're rotten and no good and you got bad feelings and you're wrong and bring you to a place that you throw up your hands and give up in defeat and discouragement and say, what for you? But the Bible said, and Jesus said this, the Spirit said this, don't let any man steal your crown. Get a hold of it. Hold on to what you've got. Don't give up. Put up a fight. Put up a battle. Hold on to the victory of the Lord. And don't turn loose out of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning.
Glory to God. When the battle's over, who's going to wear a crown? Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we read some verses there. And Paul speaking here said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize? So run that ye may obtain. Now a crown is an emblem, amen, of reward. Praise God, of winning the race. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. That means strives to be a winner. Is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Praise God. And he said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, or I keep my body under. If we was looking at it in Arkansas, we'd say, I keep my body under. Praise God. In other words, I stay on top of my flesh and carnality. I stay in control of it. I don't let it get out of control. Amen. If Paul had to keep his flesh under control, and him being the man of God that he was, what do you think about you and I? Amen. He said, under my body, that bring it into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself
should be a castaway. Hallelujah. When the battle's over, who's going to wear a crown? Them that run the race. And it run it lawfully. And stayed in there with God. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 7, we have here Paul once again writing to Timothy. Just the last letter that he wrote before he was martyred. Getting ready to leave this old world, and he knew it. And he said this, he made this statement. I have fought a good fight. Oh, hallelujah. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Well, I mean, I've held on to that which God called me to do. I've continued it with it. Continue to do it. Amen. He said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Praise God. Who? Who's going to wear a crown? Praise God. Them that's kept the faith. Him that's fought the fight. Them that's finished the course. Amen. Them that's looking for his appearing. Why, that's who's going to wear the crown. Amen. Who's going to wear it? Them that have been faithful unto the end. Even unto death, if necessary. Praise God. They're going to wear a crown. They're going to be rewarded, he says. Amen. They're going to receive a just reward for their labors. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. Amen. I mean, I stayed in there, brother, when everybody else was leaving. I fought when everybody else quit fighting. I kept a fight. Praise God, I kept witnessing when it seemed like there was no use to witness. Amen. I kept telling it to others when it seemed like that they just didn't want it. I kept preaching when it seemed like nobody wanted to hear it. Praise God. I kept preaching when they stoned me, when they run me out of town, when they throw me in jail. I preached out the windows if I could find the window. If I couldn't, I preached to those that were in jail. Amen. I sang praises in the midnight hour when my feet was in socks and mud and my back was a-bleeding. What has he done? I fought, praise God. I stayed in there and I struggled and I fought and I battled. Amen. Against the powers of hell, against spiritual wickedness and high praises. Amen. Against men, against beasts. Amen. I fought against my nation. I fought against perils and all types of things. I stayed in there and fought, praise God. Yes. Yes. Now I'm going to wear a crown. Now I'm fixing to go get my crown. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Who's going to wear a crown? Them that's kept on the fire. Praise God. I got a struggle, folks. I'll just be honest with you. I got a struggle with me. Amen. Paul said, I got to keep my body under subjection daily.
Amen.
Amen. I just have to take care of me. I've got a struggle with me.
Yeah.
Amen. Because me wants to get out of hand sometimes.
Yes.
Amen. And I got a battle to take care of me. Praise the Lord. And but he that's going to wear a crown has been him that's kept in control of it.
Yeah.
Kept him underfoot and kept him under subjection. And instead of retaliating, amen, take it to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
Let the Lord fight your battles. You hold it in.
Yeah.
Let the Lord fight your battles. Then victory will be yours.
Yeah.
Praise God. Because God will give the victory. Yeah. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. Praise the Lord. He said, there's a crown waiting on me. And not to me, but to all them. Oh, so that love his appearing. So there's going to be a crown for them that's looking for him. Praise God, that's waiting for him to come, that's longing for him to come. Brother Wayne sang that song this morning, or led us in that song this morning. I'm not at home in this world. This world's not my home. Amen. And that's a true song. Praise God. We're not here. We're not here forever, folks. Amen. I'm not Jehovah's Witnesses. They're trying to live good so they can live on this earth. I'm not. I'm trying to go to heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm trying to go to heaven. I'm tired of this earth.
Amen.
Praise God. There ain't nothing here, bless God, that I would want to stay for when I know what's on the other side. Now, if all I knew about God was just on this earth, you know, then I might want to stay here. But I know there's something better than this. I know there's something far beyond this and a better place than this, praise God. I'm longing for him. I'm looking for him. Praise God, and I believe there's a crown awaiting. James 1 and 12 says this, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Huh? The word endure means to put up with. I mean, you just have to put up with some things. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Thank God. I said, when the battle's over, who's going to wear the crown? Praise God. Well, the Bible tells us who's going to wear it. He that endures temptation. He that puts up with it and overcomes it. Every trial, every test that comes your way. Amen. And you come out of that thing, you might be battered and weary and worn. You might have some scars on you. You might get knocked down and you might get wounded. Amen. There might be some things that come your way. But if you hold on to God and come through that battle and overcome that temptation and that trial and come out on the other side, there's a crown waiting on you. A crown of life. Praise God. Gonna live for it. Hallelujah. Gonna live for it. I used to not think much about that when I was about Leon's age. Of course, he probably thinks more about what I did when I did it, eh? But I was good. What's that? I just been saved a year. When I was old, they said, I wouldn't even say that. I wouldn't think nothing about it. Well, I thought for all I was concerned, I'd live for it. Yeah, I wouldn't think about death. Why would he consider getting old? Well, Lord, I'm strong as an ox and healthy as a mule. Amen. I can do anything I wanted to. Well, I wasn't even thinking about it. Didn't even have it on my mind. What he? But I'll tell you what now. I can see the end.
Yeah.
That's right. I can see the end when I see these little kids growing up and there, them having kids and them kids growing up. I can see the end. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall, brother. It's kind of funny. I see the top of old Brother Blair's head shining through. Amen. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall, brother. I mean, this is where I got up there, and I would have never thought she was 53. And you'd think I'd remember when you were 54. Do you think we can remember from year to year that I didn't remember from many days? Amen. But here it is. It's come and gone. We're looking at the end. Amen. It's upon us. It's here. There it is. It's right before us. And now I'm thinking about who's going to wear a crown. Amen. I'm thinking about, you know, my reward just about here. I haven't got long left, even if the Lord tarries, and I'll have to be a normal life. I haven't got a long time. I'd like to live to be 100.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Glory to God. You got to go. I ain't going 120. I ain't got that much faith. I mean, I ain't got that much faith. I'm reaching for it and straining every bit of faith I can to reach for 100. I mean, amen. But nevertheless, you know, I think about living here to see my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, that's the only thing I got in life is worth dying. Ain't nothing else matters besides that. I mean, I ain't interested in a lot of things that, you know, I used to be interested in.
Yeah,
I don't realize they ain't worth it. I didn't realize they're going temporal, they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
But I am interested in my children, my grandchildren, my family.
Yeah.
Amen. Those things are eternal. Those are things I can take with me, thank you, God. Amen. They can live forever. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And I like to live, you know, to be an old man and be able to see my grandchildren serving God and living for God. Be able to pray with them and teach them how to pray and teach them about God and about the Bible and preach to them. Amen. Help them to find the Lord in reality. Sure, I'd like to enjoy all that the Lord wants to tell me. Amen. But hey, we're looking at a crown and we don't know what life holds.
Amen.
Praise God. Besides that, Jesus said in our text this morning, said, behold. That word behold is to get your attention. To let you know that what he's getting ready to say is very important. And it's like I would be saying to you, I'd say, now listen, you pay attention to me. You look up here and pay attention to what I'm getting ready to say. It'd be the same thing. Behold! It's like a man that's the crier of the city that begins to give a very important message to the whole city from the wall. And he cries out and says, behold! He's got an announcement to make that's important to everybody. And this is the kind of an instance that this text and scripture is taken from. When Jesus said, behold, the Spirit said, behold. Amen. He wanted us to hear what he had to say. He said, I come quickly.
Yes.
Amen. He wanted us to see that and hear that and understand that. And the main thing is to live like he's coming quickly.
Right.
Praise God. One man said what we ought to do is live like Jesus could come in the next 5 minutes and plan like that he might not come for 100 years. Amen. Because you see, if you don't ever make any plans, you don't ever do anything. If you don't ever make preparation to do something for God, you won't never get it done. Amen. If you don't ever make any plans to do something for God, you'll never get it done. Amen. So we need to plan like it might be 100 years. But we need to live like it might be the next 5 minutes. Praise God. Amen. I've got to hurry up. Hush. It's about the noon hour here. I've got a few more scriptures to say, to give you. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Listen to this now. This is mine. Is it all right if I eat this one? This one's mine. I've been preaching this other for y'all. This one's mine. So the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. In other words, taking the responsibility to feed them. That's what he's talking about. Amen. Not by constraint, not because somebody's forcing you to do it, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, not for wages. Amen. Not for wages, not for money, not for filthy lucre. Amen. But of a ready mind. Hallelujah. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. An example. Paul could say that from the standpoint, as he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I've been here almost 10 years now, and I've tried to be able to say that, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, when I'm not Christ-like, don't you be influenced by that. Amen. Because I ain't always Christ-like. That didn't shock many of you, did it? Now, I've been here 10 years. It shouldn't have shocked you. Amen. I mean, what I meant by that is, I mean, I'm just human being like you are. And I'm subject to making mistakes. And I'm subject to, to saying things, doing things, on the spur of the moment without consideration and thought. And making mistakes and doing things wrong. And if you're looking for a perfect man, you're looking wrong. But follow me as I follow Christ. I have tried to be an example to you in deed, in holiness, in lifestyle, in every way that I knew how. I've tried to set an example for you as believers in this church. Amen. I feel like that was my responsibility. But being examples to the flock, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Praise God. Who's going to wear a crown? The good, faithful shepherd that's fed the flock of God, that's been an example to the flock of God. Amen. He's going to wear a crown. Hallelujah. I said, well, I'm going to preach that this morning because that's for me. Amen. I'm going to try my best to preach the Word of God to you and tell you the truth. Amen. And do my best to show you the way and lead you in the right way and be an example to you. Amen. Because I'm looking for that crown. Praise God. I want to wear a crown. Don't you? Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. We read these words now and we'll close right here. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Somebody said, why? I said, Lord, if people are suffering, so they must not be in the will of God. Isn't it amazing how folks can get the Word of God all twisted around? Yes. Usually the people that are the most godly suffer the most. Amen. Said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But thou, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. When the battle's over, who's going to wear a crown? The faithful. The faithful. The faithful.